Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on Kent Business Radio, on Biz Radio and channelradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 25th of April. You are listening to me, Paul Andrews, and I'm joined by my co-host, the absolutely gorgeous bird.
The pink bird.
The pink bird. We're all pink today.
I know. How are you?
Yeah, I'm right.
Good. What do you know?
I don't know nothing, me.
How about you? You say that every time.
I don't know nothing. What do you know?
Oh, I know quite a bit.
I know you do. She's a wise woman, folks.
Do you know what I'm doing at the minute? And you're going
to
love this.
I hate to think. Go on.
You're going to love this. I'm doing a lot of body hacking at the minute.
Body hacking?
Yeah, or biohacking, if anybody's heard of that before. You never saw me coming out with that then, did you?
Body hacking.
Yeah, shall I explain?
Yeah, go on.
So it's really doing little tweaks, little tests on the body to...
Is this anyone's body in particular?
Yeah,
do you just walk up to people and tweak them?
No.
Because when I did that, I got slapped. I'm just saying.
No, like... I'm doing it to myself and then I'm sharing the knowledge that I have. So,
do you want a hand?
No.
Oh, right.
Well, I can help you, more to the point.
Oh, can you? Can you
tweak
me?
I can.
You
help
can.
Me
you
somebody.
Can, I've lost 2 stone.
I know. How have you done it?
Not eating.
I know. I wish I hadn't asked that question then. I thought, I'm going to ask this ridiculous question. So that's what I'm doing, body hacking. I'll explain
as we go
on. So like intermittent fasting, but in a different way.
Okay.
Like doing nutritional timing, like doing, are you ready for this?
Yeah, go.
Cold showers.
Cold showers?
I knew. Could you see his face? I'm ever so sorry, guests that are in the room today.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah, cold showers. I need cold showers.
No,
but
I'll tell you what it does.
You.
No, I know, love. But what it does is it works on the powerhouse in the cell. And that's what body hacking and biohacking is.
I don't think I've got one of those.
Right, I'm going home now.
No. I'm sure other people have. I think I lost mine a while
back. That's what I'm doing at the minute. You've got websites
and we
beta test them.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm just using my body to beta test it and see what it does and how it creates you to be a fat burning machine.
Right, okay. And so,
I know, you're interested now, aren't you? Like,
yeah.
Bird, tell me more.
Yeah, exactly. So how's it going? No, you see, the trouble is with
yeah,
you...
Yeah, now you're really...
No. Well, the trouble is with you, you well, can't...
Hold
you,
on a minute.
No, hold on,
mean?
You can't experiment fat burning because you haven't got any.
You'd be surprised what's tucked under here.
Well, not?
That's just sent you off now.
Yeah,
isn't
exactly.
It?
Yeah,
if only you could see.
My mind's having a wander around there now.
Yeah,
I wonder where she's put that then.
Can I just say, everybody likes me asking how you are and what you know. So I know we've just done a pre-show.
Yeah.
And we love doing that. And
we
get so much feedback.
Well, what do you know this week? Well, what I was saying is that you got to be prepared to fail in business. You know, if you're not pushing the envelope, if you're not trying something new, failing at it, because most things don't work out, you know, for one reason or another, then you're not really going anywhere.
But it hurts.
It can, but, it all depends how far you let it go. You know, if you put all your eggs in one basket, if you become obsessed with something so that it has to work at all costs, you know, if you leave it until it's too late. So let me give you an example. If you've got a business that's come under severe competition from somebody else and you're losing business, and then you have to sit there and think of a way out, and inventing something else, you're in big trouble because, you know, everything depends on it working. And if it doesn't, then it's painful.
So are you saying you do need a plan B in business?
You need a plan B, a plan C, a plan D, a plan E, and a plan F, and you need to play around with stuff.
And do you get obsessed? Do you get obsessed with something so much that you're all in, but you still have an eye on what to do if all else fails?
For me, because I've got so many businesses, I can't get over obsessed with one. I have businesses that are critical and I monitor them and I get concerned sometimes and I go, blimey, don't like that. We need to do something about that. But at the end of the day, what I spend an awful lot of time doing is experimenting when I don't need to.
See, you're testing.
Mm. Yeah, so it is. It's testing. It's
testing.
Going, do you know what? This is working really well. I wonder what would happen if we did it differently or if we stopped doing it or if we did it in another way. If you test all the time, you've always got a couple of plans in your back pocket if you need it.
Okay, and it's all great. And I know we say fail. Mm. What if it fails?
Yeah.
What do I do then?
Something else.
That's really helpful.
Stop doing it.
So stop doing it.
Yeah, basically, you know.
What if you've invested a lot of money in this thing that you love?
There's a fantastic saying. You've heard that saying, if at first you don't succeed, try again.
Yeah.
Winston Churchill once said, if at first you don't succeed, try again. If it's still failing, stop doing it. There's no use being a damn fool about it.
Okay.
Yeah. So there comes a point where you have to say to yourself, this isn't lack of effort. It is just not going to work now.
Yeah.
And you walk away from it. You don't even have to abandon it necessarily. You walk away from it, do something else. And that's why I'm very keen on having more than one thing happen. If something's not working, put it to one side.
I love it. Yeah.
Try something else. It might be a timing issue. You know, I'm old enough, I really am so old, that I remember when they very first tried to introduce video phones, okay, back in the 60s. And it took 30 years for the technology to be accepted. But the technology has never changed. It's always been the same. It's just the timing was wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
It, people didn't want it.
It's just like comedy, Paul. It's all about the timing.
It's all about the timing. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Anyway, I want to say a huge thank you to today's show sponsors, who are the lovely folks at Bettshanger Sustainable Park over there in Deal. So thank you to them for sponsoring today's show. And, of course, all our other ongoing sponsors, who we appreciate and love to bits. Thank you so much. But we'd like to hear from you, the listeners, out there in the southeast of England. And you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can, in fact, call me on 01233 220035. That's Ashford, 01233 220035. Or you can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us live on the show is to tweet me at VanillaWeb with the hashtag, please, BeBunker.
With what hashtag?
BeBunker.
Hashtag?
Hashtag BeBunker.
BeBunker hashtag?
BeBunker hashtag, because a lot of people experiment with that.
They do.
Yeah, and they put all kinds of funny things and wonder why I never read their tweets. It's hashtag BeBunker. BeBunker.
We've got lots coming in.
We've had 1,953,753,000,002, because I counted them. And I'm going to start reading them now. And the very first one was the fragrant Joanne Frey. And Joanne is from Harlequin CDS, and they are cybersecurity people. And she says, Business Bunker, she used the hashtag. No, she didn't. She used an at sign instead of the hashtag, but near enough. VanillaWeb would love a shout out for Harlequin CDS on the show today, and to say a huge hello to my friend Nikki from H2H Estates. So hello, Nikki.
Hello, Joe.
There you go. So there you go. That's all done. And this might interest some people if you're a singleton and at a loose end. Click Dating Events have said, momentum is building and excitement is growing for our black and white ball on Saturday the 13th of May at the Village Hotel, Maidstone. So if you're a singleton and you fancy getting out to a ball, do give them a follow on the Twitter, Click Events UK.
Let's go.
Should we go?
Let's do it.
Yeah. Me and her single.
We've been wanting to do it for ages, haven't we, like that? We've been saying about
that. Don't say that on here. You said you wouldn't tell people.
Did you know that we've got a tweet? Can I please have a Business Bunker shout out today? Do you like what I just did there? For hashtag team building, hashtag creative workshops I'm running during this summer. And they're creative workshops with Anthony Jones Photography. I'd love to know what he's doing as a workshop. Is that for beginners? Is that for... Do you know?
Yeah, he does quite a few different types of workshops. He's tweeted in the past about the different types of things he's done. He's done kind of mood and lighting workshops, and he's done photography on your phone and photography on a digital SLR camera, all kinds of stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah, so really good. I've had a tweet from the People platform. Hello, can I have a shout-out, please? I'm an expert in all things people and business, and also I'm a great radio host. From Fiona Stevens, who is HR services. She's an HR specialist and organisational development specialist, and she happens to do a radio show on this very channel called the People Platform as well.
I didn't know we were allowed to do that.
Yeah, you can.
Can we?
Yeah, you
can. Awesome. Right, okay. So we've got a shout-out, please, Paul, for fraudmanagementresourcecentre.co.uk.
Oh, yeah.
Many thanks and good luck with the show. Thank you. There's your shout-out.
Do you want to do another one?
What, a tweet?
I don't mind. You pick. You can do a tweet or
please give
or
a
an
shout
email.
Out for hashtag productivity specialist Alexi Consultants, stand 39 at Kent B2B. That's today,
That's
isn't
today.
It?
That's today. Yeah, we ought to give that a mention.
We're not there.
No, we're not. It's a Kent B2B. It's taking place at the Ashford International Hotel today. It's organised by the Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce, and there are lots of people there. So a big hello to those people that are there and listening in.
We've had quite a few people saying that they've got a stand-up B2B today. So Martin White is there as well.
Yeah. In previous years, I've actually done an outside broadcast from there for the Bunker Show.
Yeah.
But at the moment, Simon Webster from the Money Talk Show is doing an outside broadcast there.
Cool.
So I kind of left it to him.
Cool.
Right. How to organise a successful event seminar. And this is it's a workshop taking place on May the 16th from 9:30 until 4:30. And it's at the Bowfighter Suite, Kings Hill. And it's, would you like to organise and host your own event but don't know where to start or what to do? Would you like help making your event amazing so that you can stand out from the crowd? Hosting an event truly is a great way to promote yourself and your business. And it's vital that you do it well. You want people to be talking about it because it was fantastic, not because it was terrible. Amanda Flanders of Butterflies Business Events has joined forces with Sharon Lynn of Get Writing, Get Published to bring you a full-day seminar that will show you everything you need to organise and run your own event, whether that's just a book launch, a business launch, a training seminar or a full-blown conference. The day will provide you with lots of takeaway, actionable points, which will help to guide you through every step of the way, from choosing the right venue for you to ensuring you have enough bums on seats. Paying attention to every detail is vital to your event success. We will show you how to organise an event to suit your budget, whether it's a small workshop for 10 to 20 people or a massive promotional event for 100 plus. To find out more details and to book your place, if you go to the website, which is butterfliesbusinessevents.co.uk/what's on, or you can follow the lovely Amanda on Le Twitter at butterflies2019. Butterflies.
So while we're talking about Amanda,
yeah,
don't forget her new show.
I won't forget her new show. It is dear to our hearts.
It is, isn't it?
Because Amanda is launching the Bunker Extra show this very Friday.
Yeah.
We have been so inundated over the years with people saying to me, can you make it longer so we can get more people on? And whilst I can talk forever, I don't think people want to listen to forever.
I agree. And not being rude to you. That sounds awful.
She was a bit quick with that, wasn't it?
It's true, isn't it? Two hours is enough.
It's just too much. Yeah. And because so many people listen to the catch-up and they listen to it as a podcast, you don't want a three-hour podcast. It's just too long. So what we've done is we're launching a show on a Friday, which is an hour long. It's called The Bunker Extra. And it's actually going to be broadcast from 12 to 1 for the next couple of weeks for a particular reason. And then we're going to move it to a slightly different time on a Friday, which will be 11 till 12. But we'll tell you that when we get there. But the first one is going out at 12 o'clock this Friday.
I know.
Do you?
Well, I
know you're co-hosting it.
Co-hosting.
I'm not telling you, Bird. I'm telling the listener.
I seem to be everybody's wingman at the minute.
Yeah.
Oh, Bird, can you just come in? Oh, yeah, all right. Yeah. That or live streaming, apparently. All the goodness I've done, all the speaking internationally. Apparently, that's all I'm ever good for is live streaming.
Live streaming, TV production and co-hosting radio shows.
Yeah.
Don't you like it?
Here we go. Tracy Ferguson, can I have a B Bunker shout out, please? A career confidence coach supporting people to find their strengths and be proud of them. She will help you realise your employment potential. So go check her out. That is Tracy Ferguson.
I'm not going to read all of this because it's a 3-page email and I have read it for the last couple of weeks. So I'm just going to remind everybody that have you got a hot dog?
I saw that. I like.
I was looking at you, Tracy. It was just a coincidence. Have you got a hot dog? And could your dog be the face of Heating Hub boiler packages? Yeah, this is the Heating Hub are running a competition. You can submit pictures of your pooch, and the winner will be the face of all of their packaging for their heating stuff. But there's lots of other prizes available as well. There's lots of prizes that are doggy related. So there's dog grooming and dog walking services and dog picnics. And I don't know.
I'm trying to think up what dogs would have.
Yeah.
I was letting him sweat in that dog thing there. He's like dog.
If you want to know more about it, the thing to do is to follow them on the Twitter at the Heating Hub is their Twitter handle. Or you can go to their website, which is theheatinghub.co.uk/hotdogs. Or you can email Joe, who runs Heating Hub. And that's Joe Alsop, J-O-D, dot A-L-S-O-P, joe.allsop at theheatinghub.co.uk and quote hot dog sponsor if you want to sponsor the event.
It's a great idea.
There is. The winner's a no-brainer. Hillary posted a picture of Spud yesterday and that's game over.
I know.
That's
yeah, but hold on a minute. Hold on. You see... I have got Honey, so she's more famous than I am now. Right, so people stop me. It's true. I was on Sandgate Beach the other day, and I heard Bird. And these people stopped. I hadn't seen them for years. And they went, hello, Honey. And I went, how do you know the dog? And they went, well, we watch on Facebook Live. And she's my greatest marketing tool. So, Hillary. No, go. Honey is.
Yeah. So Hillary posted a picture of Spud. I've got a picture of me and Spud.
He's. Yeah. I love Spud.
I posted it the other day, and I went, isn't he cute and gorgeous? And what about the dog? But nobody really appreciated it.
Ba-dum-cha.
Yeah. Coming up, we have the Maidstone Business Awards. The awards are now open for nomination. You guys need to think about this. You're a Maidstone business. The awards are now open for nomination, and the award dinner and the presentation is on June the 14th at the Great Danes Hotel at Hollingbourne, just outside Maidstone. And these are some of the categories that you can nominate yourself for. Startup, recognising a new startup that's shown a clear path to success. A small business, are you a standout small business that's achieved constant growth? Are you a creative or digital business and can you show evidence of expertise in digital, creative or media technology? Customer service, can your business show that you offer high quality customer service? Are you an entrepreneur and do you have entrepreneurial flair? Are you an innovator? Ready to fail. Innovation, have you brought new ideas to life? Whether that idea is big, small, or a failure. That's my bit I put on there. Yeah. Hospitality, are you a hospitality business that can demonstrate outstanding performance and success? That's the Maidstone Business Awards. If you'd like to nominate yourself, or indeed somebody else, if you go to the website businessawardskent.co.uk/Maidstone. Awards.
And you can only be from Maidstone.
You can only, in this particular award,
yeah.
Your business must be resident in the borough of Maidstone, i.e. what comes under Maidstone Borough Council's area. So that's out, if I remember right, it's out to Hollingbourne and out to Aylesford and Allington and stuff like that. So you must come under Maidstone Borough Council for this. There's been awards in different parts of Kent. Yeah. So if you're in a different part of Kent, there's the Asher Awards are in November, I happen to know, and the Canterbury Awards were a few weeks ago. So there's lots of different events. But this is for Maidstone, and the award dinner is on June the 14th, and it's in the evening, and it's on the same day in the same place as the Grow Maidstone.
Are you emceeing?
I am chairing Grow Maidstone, and I am comparing the award ceremony in the evening.
You did that in Canterbury, do you remember?
Yeah, 18-hour day that was. So I've got another 18-hour day of talking. What am I going to find to say? I don't know.
Can we get a shout-out for the business show at the Stag Plaza this Friday from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m? Now, if I remember, Paul, wasn't this the one you said is brilliant?
Yeah, it's really good. I'm going to be there as well.
You haven't seen it?
No, I'm not.
I'm just being there.
I'm going to be there, and I'm doing Vox Pop roving mic recordings of various people at the show that we're going to broadcast longer term.
Nice. So that's 10 till 2 at Stag Plaza, London Road, Seven Oaks. Get yourself along. It's apparently one of the best shows to go to.
Also, just so that you know, if you'd like to join the absolutely lovely Andrea Starbuck and Kirstine from 10 to 2 and the Seven Oaks Chamber of Commerce crew, they've got a pre-show breakfast at 8 o'clock at the same place. So do try and get along to that as well. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Go for it.
Cheesy Tunage.
I'm desperate to hear what you've picked.
See how quick you name this tune. Go
house. Live in a house.
A very big house in the country.
City dweller, successful fella. Thought to himself, oops, I've got a lot of money. Caught in a rat race, terminally. I'm a professional cynic, but my heart's not in it. I'm paying the price of living life at the limit. Caught in a century. Yes, it breaks on him. Then drives it from. Lives in a house, very big house in the country. Watching afternoon repeats and the food he eats in the country. He takes a manner of pills and piles up manner of spells in the country. Oh, it's like an animal farm, that's a rural charm in the country.
He's got morning glory and life's a different story. Everything's going Jack and Jory. In touch with his own mortality. He's reading balls and looking at posts. It's a helping hand that makes you feel right as blind. Oh, it's a century's remedy. But the things that haunt Star Trek simple. Lives in a house, a baby house in the country. He's got a fog in his chest, so he needs a lot of rest in the country. He doesn't drink, smoke, laugh, takes her bars in the country. Says she comes to no harm on the animal farm in the country. In the country.
Suppliers you can trust for your Kent business. Get a quote today at supplymybusiness.co.uk. ZC Live, bringing a digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns. ZC Live. Register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Rift Accounting. Safety in numbers. Riftaccounting.com.
Your business will grow if you take advice from people who've been there and done it. See and hear world-class business experts in masterclasses and workshops at the only business show worth visiting. Grow Kent, June the 14th at the Mercure Great Danes Hotel, Maidstone. Get free tickets at growkent.co.uk or come on the day.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk on this Tuesday the 25th of April with me, Paul Andrews, and the absolutely gorgeous Sarah Ann Lucas, otherwise known as Bird.
I thought we were going to do that with me thing and with me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean when they do that?
Yeah.
No?
No.
Okay.
Cool. What are you lot laughing at? I can't see your screen. You got something going on there.
Can I just say, JJ Systems, awesome. They've done a great...
Jackie, what are you doing?
She's done, how about a hashtag shout out for JJ Systems on Business Bunker, and she's done the at Business Bunker, and then she's done a hashtag Business Bunker, say hello to bizradio.co.uk, and she's got this dog shouting, which is very funny.
Yeah.
How much time do these people have on their hands to do these things?
Oh, Jackie, she's lazy. No, she's
I
not.
I love it, Jackie.
No,
thank
she's
you.
Not. She's very hardworking. Jackie, you're more than welcome to for a shout out. That's Jackie Offin of JJ Systems.
Exactly.
Nice one.
Are you proud of your business, Paul?
Of course.
And want to shout about it.
Of course.
Have you reached great service from health and beauty business?
No.
And you believe you should be nominated for award. So the 2017 Kent Health and Beauty Awards are taking place in June and nominations are open until April the 28th. Now, in its third year, these awards celebrate successes across this diverse growing sector. The size of business isn't important. How you got to this point is. It takes a couple of minutes to nominate. So go to Health and Beauty Awards. It's a big long one. So health-and-beauty-awards.co.uk/nomination/. So just go and check that out. And that's with Hillary. We love her again.
Hillary Steele with the Health and Beauty
with
Awards. Spud. Yep, I might go in for that.
We had another moment then, didn't we?
She laughed. You shouldn't do that, Tracy. You don't want to laugh at me.
Especially now you're on next as well. Great timing.
See, I'm in control of the microphones, you see. That's the thing about this show. I just want to tell you about this event that's coming up as well. Release Your Brilliance.
What's that about, Paul?
You don't know anything about this, do you, bud? Release Your Brilliance. It's happening on Thursday the 4th of May. Yeah.
May the fourth be with you.
You
see what we've done.
Yeah,
there.
I saw what you did there.
It was deliberate.
Of course it was. Yeah.
Carry on.
Yeah. It's on Thursday the 4th of May. It's from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's at the fabulous Chilston Park Hotel. That's at Samway, just outside Lenham, on the outskirts of Maidstone. And it says, this is addressed to me. It says, are you a woman who wants to stand up, stand out and feel great as a business owner or within your company? Are you getting what you want? Are you where you want to be? Are you good enough? We need to talk about the bits that are letting you down. I'm not looking at anyone, right? I'm just not looking at anyone. But there are bits letting you down. I'm just telling you, okay?
Enough's enough.
Three inspiring ladies, each an expert in their field, have joined together to bring you this full-day immersion event. Ali Harold, who's the founder of Ali Harold Coaching, a former actress and singer and public speaking coach. Deborah Turner, the gorgeous Deborah Turner, who is the founder of You Image Consultancy, and she's an image and dress and colour consultant and
everything.
And then Sarah Ann Lucas, otherwise known as Bird.
That's me.
That's her, who is the founder of Bird on a Bike. Okay. So these three lovely ladies, I'm not going to malign you, even though you deserve it. I'm not going to malign you. These three lovely ladies are bringing you Release Your Brilliance. You'll find your voice. You'll know what to wear. You'll be the most important person you know. Join us on this full-day immersion event designed especially for you. If you'd like to book your place, go to their website, which is www.releaseyourbrilliance.co.uk.
And just to add to that, because I didn't know you were reading that out, you do get lunch. It's everything. It is literally, you come, you swim in wisdom, and you leave going, oh, my God, that was the best day I have ever spent on my business, which is you.
Yeah, she says lunch, but, you know, I mean, they're trying to get you into shape, so it's probably just a lettuce lunch.
I'm telling you, it's a beautiful, beautiful lunch.
I'm taking a mickey now, aren't I?
And then, can I just say, there is a men's only as well. We've done it on purpose, so we've done women only, men only, because we actually want to speak the language of what the marketplace is saying. Mm.
And I'm going to the women's one, because I just do. But I'm going to read out about the pink ball later as well.
I know, good, yes.
Yeah, no, but they're all hassling me now.
Who are?
Everyone.
What do you mean?
They want me to wear my pink tutu
again.
Don't
do it.
No.
Don't do it.
I can't get in it anyway. That's why I'm losing weight, to see if I can get into my pink tutu again.
You don't need to do it.
Yeah. Funnily enough, I was with Tracy the other day. I did a charity event a few years ago where I was forced to wear a pink tutu and do 4 hours of Zumba with the Minister for Sport Media. And
this is about the fourth moment now of...
yeah.
I
did a Zumba class with Tracy Crouch.
I don't know what to say. Yeah. They're like, God, what is he going on about?
Yeah.
Go on, Mr. Andrews.
No, I did a 4-hour Zumba class with the Minister for Media and Sport and Culture, Tracy Crouch. And I had a meeting with Tracy the other day in which she reminded me that she didn't recognise me out of my dress, which was quite nice. Yeah.
Don't do it, though.
But now, no, I know.
You've got the most beautiful suits and shoes.
Yeah, and they want me to wear a cheap old tutu. I know. It's not right, is it?
No. Young Enterprise Kent and Medway Company of the Year Final 2017, Thursday the 4th of May. Do you see what they've done there? From 5.30 till 8.30.
However did they think of that?
I don't know. At Oakwood House, Oakwood Road, Maidstone. Go check them out.
Cool. I'm going to read another tweet, and this is from Andrea Barker. I would love a shout out, please, for my workshop in May. Thank you for your support. And her workshop is a confidence and motivation workshop. How to feel more confident and motivated. You may be, maybe to get back to work, for better relationships, for confidence and motivation in business, and to learn how to present confidently. It's an A to B workshops, confidence and motivation on the 17th of May. And confidence in presenting on the 14th of May. So there's two different workshops. And there are offers available. So if you book two, you get buy one, get one free or whatever. Not quite now. I made that bit up. But there are offers. And you can book it on Eventbrite. And the easiest way to do this is to follow Andrea on the Twitter. And her Twitter handle is Andrea BC Coach. All one word, Andrea BC Coach.
ZC Live. A one-day digital event, Friday the 9th of June 2017 at Ashford International. Hey, guess what? It's 8.30 till 3.30. I don't know how they do it. And it's free to attend. I love Zoe and Gareth. Learn how to accelerate your digital and social media marketing in your business and create more leads by mastering key strategies over a whole day with international speaker, business owner and TV commentator Zoe Cairns. Love it, love it, love it. So you need to go and book your place. And it is so much value. I just love what they're doing. I've got Gareth, you know, coming on my show soon.
Have you?
Mm.
Guess who's chairing that? Me and her do everything, basically.
We do.
We just
have
do everything.
That?
Yeah. There isn't an event around here that we're not that we don't go to. They don't invite us. We just turn up. We go, we're here.
Oh, so our poor guests are like looking at us like, what have we walked into, haven't we? We just love it, don't we?
Absolutely. I had a tweet from an absolutely lovely Sally Laker. Sally makes the most fabulous cakes. Sally for Cakes on the Twitter. Do give her a follow.
Have we had any recently?
I haven't, no.
Come on, Sally.
Lemon drizzle cake, that's the job. Her lemon drizzle cake is to die for.
Right, so
I mean,
Sally,
all of her cakes are to die for, but her lemon drizzle cake is, you know, it's erotic. That's the only thing I can say about it. It's
there are guests, leave the room.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
It's fabulous. Sally, number four cakes, give her a follow. And follow her Facebook page as well. She makes wedding cakes and things like that, and birthday cakes. Sally made my 60th birthday cake. A couple of years ago, absolutely brilliant. We kept it for as long as we could because it was just so good. It was actually a model of the studio, a full-scale model cake of the studio. And we ate it eventually, but we tried as long as possible not to eat it because it was just fabulous. So, yeah, good.
Joe Dodds has been on.
How you feeling, Jo? You feeling better?
She says, sorry, I'm not there. Please can you, but here she goes. Yeah. But please can you mention my email training webinar this Friday at 12.30 and it's powertolivemore.com/email webinar. There you are, Jo. Much love.
Do you know what?
What?
We're going to talk to our first guest. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show for the very first time, the absolutely lovely Nikki and Tracy from House to Home Estates.
Hello, Paul.
Hello. Hello, ladies. They were waiting for me to trip up on that. And they were going to dive in and go, no, it's not.
Yeah. We were.
So thank you so much for joining us on the Bunker Show. It's an absolute pleasure to have you here and to talk to you about your business. Let's start off by just giving us a quick overview of how you got to where you got to and how long you've been doing what you do. And I know that you, even though you're both very young, you've got a lot of experience in the estate agency business, but this business is fairly new, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We Nikki and I actually met
23 years ago, I think now.
In kindergarten,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Irish, working for an estate agent and became really good friends from that point. Nikki went off and did a bit of PR work and I did a bit of new homes work that to help it fit in with children. And then we kind of sort of, we always stayed in touch and got back together to invent House to Home, really,
right.
Which was nearly 3 years ago now.
Okay.
And yeah, it was just one of those things. We were just, it was actually, we were all having a barbecue together.
And
as we do, yeah. And it was,
you'd had a few proseccos, and you go, I love you, I do. We ought to start a business. You're my best mate, you are.
We'd gone past all the loving and the kissing and the and everything, and then we thought, yeah, let's start a business up.
Yeah.
It was basically, we were having this conversation about how the you've got the traditional estate agents and you've got the online estate agents, and we felt that there was something in the middle that was needed. Which now is known as a hybrid agency.
Yeah.
So we are based in Maidstone Morling. We're office based, but we do literally do everything your traditional agent does for you. But because we don't have the overheads, obviously it's a lot cheaper in commission rates.
Cool. I just want to say something about what you said there, because it, for me, it's the reality of life. And one of the things that I like to do is to talk about reality rather than what people say once they've done things and then backfill it.
Yeah.
In my experience, the vast majority of businesses start off in conversations like that over a relaxed meal or slightly tipsy or whatever, where people go, do you know what? We ought to run our own business. Far more businesses get launched like that than anybody that sits down with a so-called plan and plans it on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
I just think it works more because you kind of got that emotional kick to it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, we didn't really have any plan when we had this conversation after a few drinks.
Yeah.
But literally the Monday afterwards, we were like, right, sit down.
Let's
work out how we're going to do this.
Yeah.
And the, like you say, the passion and the emotion that goes with it, the actual, you know, even down to the designing the colours for the logo and designing the for sale boards and that kind of thing, it takes you on another journey. And you become extremely passionate and extremely protective of what you've built.
Yeah,
definitely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's follow the path. you've had this idea that you're going to start this business. You both worked in the property business before?
Yeah.
So you had loads of experience anyway in the property business.
Yes, yeah.
Which is great. That's always a help, isn't it? So you launched the business, and step us through your thinking, just so that people can see this, you know, and you can be honest here because no one's listening.
Excellent.
You can be honest here. When you sat down, you know, was your instinct to do something slightly different? Or was it, you know, we can't afford an office, so we'll do an online job? You know, what was the thinking that went behind what you did?
Well, we thought kind of, initially, back in the old days, if you wanted to buy a house, you went down to your local high street and you went into all the estate agents on the high street. You'd register, you'd look through their flip book and you'd arrange viewings.
And then they'd send you things you didn't ask for.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Whereas these days, you're thinking of moving, you go straight on the internet.
Yep.
And I mean, you don't go to an estate agency shop at
all. No, you don't. Yeah.
So we kind of thought, well, that's an unnecessary expense that no one needs to spend.
Yeah.
We also saw it was right back when Purple Bricks was starting and various other onliners.
Yeah.
But then we were thinking, well, with them, they're not giving a personal service.
Yeah.
When you're selling a house, it's a very personal, stressful thing to do.
Yeah.
And you should really choose an agent that you feel confident is going to look after you and guide you through. You don't want to be phoning a call centre and speaking to umpteen different people.
No, absolutely.
You want to trust the person that you're dealing with. And we thought, well, we could do that because.
And for me, in that scenario, I also want to deal with someone that understands both. Depending whether I'm buying or selling with that particular agent, what it is I'm looking for and where my house. So if I'm selling, I want that agent to understand where my house is and the area that it's in.
Yeah.
I don't just want it, you know, shoved on the internet. I do want it shoved on the internet. I mean, I run internet-based businesses myself. I don't mind shoving it on the internet. But if someone's going to, you know, I can pull down a price off Zoopla. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
But I want someone that knows my house, knows the area, knows how to market what I'm doing, and can lead me through that process based on an intimate knowledge of the area.
Absolutely. And when you've got someone that phones up and wants to arrange a viewing, and they say, oh, I've got a four-year-old, you need to know that there's a good school within a 10-minute walk. So, yeah, you need to know your area.
Local knowledge is key.
Yeah,
is
absolutely key. What we make sure we do every time we take a property on is the staff always go round and see inside the property and, you know, the grounds or whatever, gardens, location, so that whoever is on the end of the phone, they know internally and externally everything there is to know about that house, because that's what people want to hear about. That's what they want to know.
And I don't know if you can bear this out. You may not. But for me, because of the type of person I am, if I ever look at properties, the first thing I check is the broadband coverage of the house. It's my social life, Bert. Don't look at me like that. Oh, if I can't get to those sites, I've got no social life now.
too much information.
Yeah, sorry about that. But for a lot of us, especially people who work from home, broadband's important.
Yeah, it is.
So all of those kind of things are important. So you came to this quite right decision that you were going to start what we now term a hybrid agency, which has all the benefits of being online in terms of cost, but still has all the benefits of being a personal service business.
Yes. We stay very local because we feel that's what people want us to
Absolutely.
Do. You know, if they want us to go back and retake photos or to do the viewings for them, we can do. There's always somebody around that can do this for them.
It's interesting because there's a parallel here. You know, I own and run Jobs in Kent. And so many people are forever saying to me, well, why don't you do the whole country? Why don't you do the whole world? Why Kent? You know, and I say the same thing over and over again. The benefit is I have a technology that has global reach, but I have a focus that's local. And because I know, you know, if you go and look at a job site and and you put in, you know, a job in Maidstone, half the jobs will be in Maidenhead for a start.
Yeah.
But if you put Lewes or Allington, they wouldn't have a clue where that was.
No, exactly.
They wouldn't have a clue where it was.
You lose the niche concept of it as soon as you start going further afield, and you lose the fact that you are an independent, small, you know, firm that really 100% does know their area.
Yeah.
As soon as you go out of the way,
yeah,
it just doesn't work.
Absolutely. And it is that local knowledge that's as crucial as anything else, isn't it? You know, you know the market, you know what's about, you know. I can't remember the details because it was a long time ago. So I was talking to somebody once about doing something, and I saw a picture of something, and it looked really nice. And the agent said to me, oh, you don't want to do that. All right. No, just trust me, you don't want that. And I went, really? It looks really good. No, you know what that. But I went and looked, and he was right. You know, it was just, I can't remember what the details were. It was a long time ago. But
yeah, we've had many a conversation. Like
exactly. Because if you know an area, you know the issues. And it's not that you want to put people off, but you want to make them aware. But, you know, because for all of us, what some of us deem as a drawback, others consider a benefit.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we want them to look to us for the advice. And at the end of the day, people buy from people. And we want people to trust us. It's a huge investment for them, either buying or selling or both. And, you know, they need us to give them direction. And if we're giving them the wrong direction for what suits them, they're not going to trust us.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Whilst we're talking about that, I just kind of want to talk about the housing market in general, because it's one of those interesting things, especially here in the southeast of England. How are you finding things at the moment? For a long while after the financial crash in 2007, we went from junk mortgages to no mortgages. Where are we now?
What, in terms of mortgage?
In terms of mortgage availability, yeah.
It is getting easier.
Yeah.
We did go through a patch where it was extremely hard to get a mortgage, and they are bringing out better rates at the moment, and you can obviously, you've got the part by part rent scheme, people can put down less deposit. So there are ways out there that's kind of helping people get back on the property ladder. It's not as crucial as it was.
Yeah, absolutely. And nowadays the youngsters have it easy, I reckon. It just, you know, I know how hard it is because of the cost of houses in the southeast of England to save a deposit and all the rest of it. But when I bought my first house, okay, I had a mortgage on my first house, and when I took the mortgage out in May of that year, it was 8%, and by November of that year it was 17%.
And that
was not unusual, and nobody blinked an eyelid because that happened all the time. Mortgage rates went up and down all over the shop.
14-15% I remember. Definitely.
And now we're talking what, 5-6 percent on a tracker mortgage.
A fixed rate now for less than 1%, I think.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
For a short period, it is
good, but you still have got the issue of the first time buyers getting on the property ladder and getting that deposit together, and you know, that's the thing that changed
with the financial crash, wasn't it? Because back in 2006, they were offering 110% mortgages with no down, and now they're going, oh no, you need 80% deposit.
What pattern of behaviour are you? I can't film and at the same time, so it's really difficult. What pattern of behaviour are you seeing from people who are buying properties at this minute? I'm obsessed with how people behave. So, what do you see?
I'd say there's a lot of people putting the feelers out at the moment. There's quite a few people who are phoning us up saying, "Can we please view? And we say, you know, what position are you in to buy? And oh, we're not on the market yet. We're trying to find something before we put ours on, because we don't want to be in the position where we found and we can't sell."
Which is
a chicken and egg situation, because consequently they then look around and there's nothing on the market that they want. But so if everybody that was talking about moving actually bit the bullet and put their house on the market,
I'll tell you a funny story. Yeah. Sorry, Chris, if you're listening, she won't be listening. my darling ex-wife and I, when we were still married, we were looking to move house, and she went to view a house, and I couldn't make it to go and view it. Not that she needed my opinion anyway. When I got home, she said, "We're having that. I really like that house. We're going to have it." Right, fantastic. Great. "Can I see it?" And she went, yeah. When we're ready, but I've put in an offer. So, fine. That's fine. And the people that were selling had a buyer. And about a week later, their buyer fell out, dropped out. The following weekend, Chris has gone, "Right, I'm going to look at houses." Okay. I said, "Shall I come?" She said, "No, not for us." I said, "What do you mean not for us?" She said, "No, I'm going to look for them." She said, "They're moving. I'm having their house. I'm going to find them one." And she spent the entire weekend driving around trying to find a house for them so that we could move into theirs. We never did, as it happened. Yeah. But
this is why we're an all-women estate agency, because it is generally the women that do make the decision.
Do you find that?
Yes.
Is it true?
Definitely. Yeah. If there's a couple that are showing around a property, if the man says he doesn't like it and the woman does, they're having
game
it.
Game over.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If it's the other way round, no. The woman will not give in. If she doesn't want it, it's not happening. Mm. Most definitely. It's the women that put the properties on the market. Mm. It's women that arrange the viewings. Mm. Yeah.
And what if you're selling a property at the minute, what would you say is the most vital piece that you need to do to sell your property?
Put it on the market.
Find the best agent. Hello.
Come on.
See, she nicely teed that up for you, didn't she?
Didn't she just? Yeah. Apart from, obviously, finding the best agent, price. It's got to be priced competitively. And we're a huge lover of decluttering.
You've
got to set your house. You've got to stage it.
You've got to set yourself back and view it as a viewer. Kids' toys
you've
away.
You've got to move all your personal items. That's the trick.
That's interesting. Do you guys get involved in staging? Do you work with a stager or do you do it yourself? Or?
No, we tell them what to do. Okay. So, you know, when we go round, we are quite happy to say to people, you know, you could do the coat of paint here if it's far too bright or you need to declutter, put things away in the loft, whatever. Because at the end of the day, it's what we need to do.
It never ceases to amaze me on two points of view. In all the times I've moved house and done that over the past, it never ceases to amaze me how people can't see simple things that would make a huge difference. Like, you know, how about painting the front door?
Yeah.
Just because the paint's peeling off and it just doesn't look appealing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, what would a coat of paint cost you? Do it yourself. You don't have to get a professional decorator in. It would take you half an hour to paint the front door and it would look 100% better on the one hand. But you also find houses where a lot of people go, oh, no, it's a cobweb in the corner, can't buy this.
Yeah, but that's kind of down to the agent if they're doing the viewings to kind of point out that that's just general life.
Yeah.
But you're right, in terms of staging it correctly, apparently it's within the first 11 seconds we decide if we're going to buy that house once we walk in the front door.
Yeah.
So it's crucial. It's crucial. Well,
one of the things is, I don't know why I'm talking about my ex-wife, was I? She was really good at...
I won't talk about my ex-husband.
they must know each other, probably. Yeah. She was really good at decor and design and stuff like that. And the second house we ever bought, which was years and years and years and years ago, a little semi-detached house in Bearsden, years and years and years ago, I happened to go up past it about 4 months ago, and they still got the same curtains in the window.
Oh, and maybe they like them.
But they must do.
We lived in that house 25 years ago. We moved out of that house, and they got the same curtains in the window still. Blimey.
Maybe
they. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so. So you advise people to stage the house. Do you do these things like, you know, put a baking tray in with vanilla essence in the oven and all that kind of nonsense?
No, we don't do any of that. We don't. It's not needed. And, you know, people are wise to that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's like the old
baking bread.
Yeah, and the coffee, etc.
Yeah,
people are wise to all of that. As soon as you do that kind of thing, they're probably thinking,
what's wrong? What's hiding?
At the end of the day, you've just got to show the house off in its best, you know, best format, really. Like Nikki said, just step back and view it without the personal attachment.
Yeah.
Now then, ladies, there's a lot of talk about housing shortage and all the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we are trying to build loads of houses in the South East, especially around here in Ashford. There's another 11,000 houses going up on the outskirts of town. But what's the market itself like? Is there movement? Because we went through a period where people were kind of stopped moving and started to extend instead of moving.
That's not happening so much now, I would say.
Is it not? And I wanted to ask that. I mean, one of the things I was thinking about downsizing, I live in a reasonable large house on my own, and I was thinking about downsizing just for, because I can't be bothered to keep cleaning the rooms, basically. Yeah. And this lot won't do it. Yeah.
well, you know where we are.
Yeah, yeah. But what put me off, one, I couldn't find anything I wanted, but what put me off more was the cost of moving. And what I ended up doing, I worked out how much it's going to cost me to move, yeah?
Yeah.
And with the money, I built an extension instead.
You're downsizing.
Yeah, I know. It kind of went wrong.
It did.
And I upsized by mistake for the same price.
No, there's not enough, still not enough properties on the market at the moment. There's far more viewers than...
But are they moving?
But, yeah, they are. And the market is definitely, we've definitely seen an upturn, haven't we,
in
the last few weeks of people out there actively viewing people that are, you know, in a position to proceed. So that's, you know, that's good. We're on the right wavelengths. But we do need to get the people who are, you know, like yourself, looking around and want to find that ideal home before they put their property on the market. Really, they do need to be doing it the other way around.
Right.
And we are finding that people that are offering will wait.
Yeah.
You know, so if you do put your house on the market without...
But I know what will happen, really. If I come to you and put my house on the market and you find someone to buy my house, I'm definitely going to have to move. And I definitely will move and I'll escalate what I'm looking for. While I'm fanning around, for want of a better term, it doesn't matter. Yeah, I can sit there and go, well, I won't put it on the market until I found something like that, the look of, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. It's once you make that commitment and somebody says, I'll have your house, that becomes an impetus for you to get out, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it makes it, yeah. makes, you
it makes it
of,
real, yeah, and it makes yeah. you go, right, I need a house. And yeah. there you really escalate your attempts to go and find something.
It does yeah. make you get on and do yeah. it, yes, yeah. definitely, which some people do need that yeah. gentle nudge yeah. to push things yeah. along, most definitely.
But absolutely. So, 3 years now?
Yes, yes. Nearly 3 years, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Just give us an overview of the areas, the geographic areas that you cover.
Maidstone.
Yep.
We do a lot, Larkfield, Leybourne, West Malling, East yep. Malling.
On the nice bits of Maidstone.
No, we'll go anywhere.
We will go anywhere.
We will really?
Go anywhere. Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Without an armed guard or anything.
We don't turn down properties. Yeah.
No. I mean, we will go further afield.
Right. I've got a nice little palatial place in Mangrove.
Oh, lovely.
Yes, please.
Oh, yes. Yes.
For those of you not from Maidstone, you won't know Mangrove.
I'm not from these parts.
Yeah.
Definitely Mangrove.
Yes. Yeah.
That's lovely.
So you cover the Maidstone area.
Yes.
Yeah, Maidstone, Morling, and sort of, I don't know.
Yeah,
within a sort of
10-mile
radius.
Yeah, so it's kind of Snodland.
Medway.
We've done quite a few in Medway. Okay. Rochester, Stroud, Gillingham.
And if I remember rightly, you were dabbling with the idea of looking more towards Ashford as well. Is
yes.
that right?
Yes. Yeah. 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 Oh, yeah. 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 We have actually got an apartment in Ashford on Repton Park at the moment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Two bedroom. If anybody is
next door to Waitrose.
What about Folkestone?
No,
I've got two flats that I want to sell in Folkestone. Can I do that now?
Yes.
You need to stage them, though, Bird.
Yeah, you do need to stage them. Then you need to give them to us so we can put them on Rightmove.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go to
Folkestone. Cool. Yeah. Good stuff. Look, we could talk about this forever. It's a fascinating subject. We all love houses. We all love property. That's why there's so many property shows on TV.
Yeah.
We all love property at the end of the day. An Englishman's home is a castle and all that stuff. We love our houses. Ladies, thank you so much for that. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you. Give
us a shout out for how people can find out more about your agency. You're online, so we need your website and then Twitter, Facebook or whatever else you want to give us.
Okay. Our website is h2hestates.co.uk. Our Twitter is @h2h_estates.
You got it.
And Facebook is House to Home Estates.
Or
fantastic.
Or you could just ring us on 01732 321331.
Fantastic. The link to House to Home Estates website is on the Kent Business Radio website. Yep. It's on the homepage, so if you didn't write that down, you can find it there. It will be there forever, so if you ever need it, that's where it is, but you'll find it anyway. Nikki and Tracy, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. We wish you much and continued success with your hybrid agency. For the moment, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Cool.
Thank you, Bert.
Good. We've got loads of tweets still coming in. We've got loads of emails to read, and we're almost at the halfway point of the show.
Don't believe it.
What have we got? Athelbray have tweeted me, Vanilla Web, Business Bunker, shout out, please. We have a management programme at Brands Hatch Place that starts on the 7th of June. If you'd like to know more about it, you can email me, kate@athelbray.co.uk. Let me spell Athelbray for you. That's Athelbrae, athelbrae.co.uk. That's kate@athelbrae.co.uk. Email her to find out about their management programme. That's a workshop taking place on the 7th of June at Brands Hatch Place. Bird.
Hello. Kent Creative Awards. Book now for the ceremony dinner. Tickets are available for the ceremony dinner at... of the Kent Creative Awards held on Friday the 19th of May at Ashford School. And I'll just say, it seems very strange saying May. It's like, are we really moving into May in the next week, aren't we?
Absolutely.
Crazy. This is going to be a great evening, an evening of celebration for culture, arts and the creative sector in Kent as a whole. The evening will include a three-course dinner with wine, live music, close-up magic provided by Etienne. He's everywhere at the minute.
Etienne Pradier.
Yeah, he's everywhere. The award ceremony with Master of Ceremony, it's not you.
It's not. I don't know why I'm not.
How rude.
How on earth could they stage an event without inviting me?
Day off.
Wow. With Steve White and networking opportunities. So go and book your tickets here. It's a massive, massive... go on to Eventbrite and have a look for Creative Award 2017.
You know why I'm not presenting it, don't you?
Yeah, because somebody else is.
Yeah. Well, there's that. But I'm actually the chairman of the judges. So, yeah. Sorry.
Is there anything that doesn't really contain
It's not
you?
Allowed. It's not allowed, mate. It doesn't happen around here if it doesn't allowed, involve me.
That's it's it. Not allowed, mate.
Yeah, that's it. There you go.
Excellent.
You
got I love it. That. I love it.
Yeah. Lee Willis has tweeted, Lee is the chair of the Ancorians Football Club over there in Medway. They're a community football club. And he says, Business Bunker, loving listening in. Ancorians Football Club is looking for coaches for all age ranges. And Ancorians is a community club, so they've got 22 teams, boys, girls, disabled teams, men, women, adults, everything. They do a lot, and they're looking for coaches across the board in all kinds of different areas. If you'd like to find out more about it, get in touch with Lee. His Twitter handle is LeeJW, that's L-E-I-G-H, LeeJW on the Twitter.
Love it. ZC Social Media are offering a free, fully funded courses which can improve your knowledge and understanding in social media. We will be offering courses in Facebook marketing, email resources, developing your business online, social media advertising, and using social media for your business. Do you qualify for these courses? Are you self-employed in a small to medium enterprise, an SME, with 1 to 249 employees? Are you located in the South East Local Enterprise Partnership, so SELEP area of Kent and Medway? If you answered yes to both, then you can book your free place today. So go to paul@zcsocialmedia.com or go to their website, zcsocialmedia.com.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. We're now going to swap over to the newsroom and hear the news and weather, and then we'll be back for the second half of the show.
Channel Radio News Update.
President Trump has praised the US military after dropping what's been described as the mother of all bombs in Afghanistan. It's the largest ever non-nuclear device ever used in combat by the United States. It was dropped on a series of caves and tunnels near the Pakistan border, believed to be used by Islamic State, with more than 30 militants thought to have been killed. The largest teachers' union says